Support for this public radio podcast comes from KeyBank, focused knowledge, customized solutions, and the resources of an entire bank. Because the best solutions fit around a business's needs. More at key.com/corporate.
Triple the profit.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Lisa Napoli. Who says Amazon is a faded star from dot-com days gone by? The online retailer has had trouble in the past, but now it says in the second quarter its profit tripled. That's thanks in large part to a free shipping incentive membership the company offers and to whopping pre-orders of the new Harry Potter book. Shares of Amazon are up 19% in after-hours trading. Overall, the markets Tuesday were kind of stinky. The Dow closed down 226 to 13,716. The Nasdaq closed down 50 to 2639. And the S&P closed down 30 to 1511. And that sour mood on Wall Street has to do with one company's dour forecasts in the second quarter filings Tuesday. The nation's largest mortgage lender, Countrywide, said real estate prices are falling almost like never before. Few places in the U.S. have been hit harder by the subprime mortgage meltdown than Cleveland, Ohio. And later today, the Senate's Joint Economic Committee will delve deep into that city's mortgage woes. From Washington, Steve Henn reports.
In Slavic Village, a working-class neighborhood in Cleveland, there were almost 400 foreclosures last year. Entire blocks have been blighted. Jim Rukakis is the local county treasurer. He'll be testifying today and is glad to finally have Congress's ear.
It's only now that there is blood flowing on the streets of Wall Street that people are paying attention to this problem.
This year alone, Rukakis expects 17,000 foreclosures in his county. He blames careless, even abusive, mortgage lending. According to Cuyahoga County statistics, just one lender, Argent Mortgage, has seen about 25% of its loans in Cleveland go under. Rukakis estimates Argent's Cleveland area portfolio is almost $250 million in the red. Argent officials wouldn't comment on tape, but insist their foreclosure rates are better than average in Cleveland. In 2006, Argent's sister company, AmeriQuest, settled a massive abusive lending case for $325 million. In Washington, I'm Steve Henn for Marketplace.
Looks like GE is bringing to life a growing power industry in the Middle East. The Wall Street Journal reports today General Electric will announce nearly $2 billion of energy-related orders in the region. The new contracts are in addition to $2 billion worth of power plant projects in the Middle East. GE is selling turbines to countries like Kuwait and Saudi Arabia. The Middle East power and water market is seen at about $30 billion through 2015. A bunch of guys who went to Harvard together are facing off in court today. It all has to do with this suddenly everywhere social networking site called Facebook and a would-be rival called ConnectU. Stephen Beard says it's the digital age equivalent of stealing someone's girlfriend.
The three people behind ConnectU accuse Mark Zuckerberg of fraud and theft of intellectual property. They claim that while they were students at Harvard, they asked Zuckerberg to finish writing some computer code for them. They say they were planning a website designed to put people in touch with each other online. Zuckerberg apparently never finished the code, but he started his own site called Facebook. It launched several months before ConnectU and has been much more successful, attracting more than 30 million users worldwide. ConnectU has only 70,000. The ConnectU founders are asking the court to shut down Facebook. Facebook, which last year turned down a $1 billion offer from Yahoo, rejects the allegations. This is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Reuters, the world's daily news and information source. Before it's news, it's Reuters. Science and technology reports are supported by Boston Scientific, committed to delivering what's next in medical technology to help clinicians improve and extend lives. BostonScientific.com.
Vacations are a luxury not everyone can afford. Hey, time off isn't even something everyone can afford. The only time commentator Moira Mannion hasn't worked since 1998 was when she was laid off in 2002, and she spent the time she was out of work looking for a job.
Most minimum wage jobs don't offer paid time off. If you want a vacation, you have to dip into your savings to cover the pay you lose during your time away. If you don't have savings, too bad. When you work two jobs, 6 or 7 days a week, you need a vacation. Exhaustion is the unspoken plague of the working poor. You drag yourself out of bed, do your jobs, and then go home and pass out. That is, if you live alone. If you have a family, you get even less sleep. This cycle goes on and on for months, for years, until your mind and body can't take it anymore. That's what happened to me, twice. My first collapse was in March 2006. My exhaustion developed into severe flu, then into pneumonia. Luckily, the job I had then provided paid sick days, which I used up during 2 months of illness. My current job doesn't offer paid vacation or sick leave. Since my savings were spent during my pneumonia, I can't afford to take time off. I've been working two jobs from 5:30 a.m. till 6:30 p.m., and my body finally rebelled in April of this year. For 4 weeks, I came home with chest pains, which I didn't see a doctor about because I didn't have medical insurance. I couldn't do my chores, I couldn't write, and I was barely coherent with my friends, who told me, "You need to get some rest." I'd love to. But the wages paid at the jobs that are wearing me out don't allow me to save enough so that I can take a vacation. My friends warned me that I'm going to work myself to death. Rest in peace. How bad could that be? And it wouldn't cost a dime.
Commentator Moira Mannion works in retail at the Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport. Hey, we want to hear from you. Send us an email, letters@marketplace.org. You can sign up for our podcasts on our website, too. In Los Angeles, I'm Lisa Napoli. Enjoy your day. American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.